早晨。
Thank you for having me here again.
多謝你邀請到我嚟到你當中。
I need to got the time for the Cantonese worship on this morning.
我呢搞錯咗廣東話堂嘅開始時間。
I thought it started at 9:30. I planned to get here by 9. And left accordingly.
我以為呢個係九點半開始嘅，所以咧我咧就諗住九點鐘嚟到啦。所以咧，我嘅計劃都係如此。
And on the way, I realized worship starts at 9. And so I had to come a little bit quicker.
但係喺途中咧，我突然間發覺呢個原來係九點鐘開始嘅，所以咧我就要需要快一啲嚟到依一度。
So I'm a little bit anxious right now because normally I would have about half hour to prepare before worship, but without that time, I am a little bit anxious this morning. So if you could pray for me, I would appreciate it.
所以咧，而家有少少緊張，因為咧平時咧我有半個鐘頭嘅時間去收拾心情，去預備，所以咧就要求希望大家為我禱告，叫我呢個能夠安靜下嚟。
So let us pray before we begin.
所以我哋一齊去祈禱啊。
Father God, we thank you that you are with us.
親愛嘅天父，我哋多謝你，因為你同我哋同在。
We thank you that you are here working in this place.
我哋感謝你，因為你喺我哋當中去工作。
And I thank you that you are here working in me.
我亦都感謝你，因為你喺我哋當中係喺我身上作工。
And as a spirit, you will calm my heart.
你嘅靈會呢個安定我嘅心。
And that you will give me the words to speak.
你亦都會俾呢個適當嘅話語我。
And the words would be pleasing and glorifying to you.
And the 呢啲話語能夠依個榮耀同埋依個得到你嘅歡喜。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我哋咁樣禱告係為主耶穌基督嘅名。
Amen.
Amen.
Before I begin, I also trust that as all the translators before have done a very good job of making me sound better, that Herman will make me sound better today as well.
正如過往，希望嘅傳譯嘅人都會令佢呢個好似講得好聽啲，但其實唔係嘅。
Most years, people are excited to start the new year off well.
喺通常每一年嘅開始，人們咧都好希望能夠呢個每一年嘅開始咧，都係一個好嘅開始。
Many people buy gym memberships, thinking this is the year I'm going to get in shape.
有好多人去呢個健身會，去呢個買會籍，去希望咧今年咧能夠呢個 be fit 啲。
Others make resolutions that this is the year that I'm going to eat healthy.
有好多人咧今年咧就要立志，今年咧會食得健康一啲。
Or that this is the year I'm going to start saving my money.
或者咧今年咧開始有少少儲蓄啦。
Some make the decision that I'm going to work on my relationship with Jesus.
有一啲咧會今年咧話咧，我要呢個同主耶穌嘅關係咧變得好啲。
And decide to read the Bible in a year.
亦都咧有啲人咧會決定今年咧一定要讀完聖經一次。
With the start of a new year, many people want a new start.
喺每一年嘅新嘅開始嘅時候咧，好多人都會想有呢個新嘅好嘅開始。
For our church after 2021, a fresh start might be a good thing for us too.
喺對於我哋教會嚟講，經過2021年咧，我哋都或者一個新嘅開始，都係一個會係一個好事對我哋嚟講。
For the disciples, they had to make a new start as well.
對於門徒嚟講咧，佢哋亦都要有一個新嘅開始喎。
But I don't think this was the start that they had wanted.
但係咧，我唔以為咧呢一個開始係佢哋所想要嘅。
Jesus has been resurrected from the dead and was alive.
主耶穌已經復活，仲喺活喺我哋當中。
I would think that now that the disciples expected now that Jesus was resurrected, things would be fun for them.
我諗咧呢個門徒而家見到主耶穌復活咗啦，咧事情咧就會呢個比較順利，同埋呢個會對於佢哋好。
I'm guessing the disciples expected Jesus to stay on earth with them.
我估咧，門徒們亦都期望主耶穌會同喺呢個地上面同佢哋一齊。
And that they would follow Jesus wherever he went and whatever he did.
佢哋都準備好呢個耶穌去邊度，主耶穌去邊度咧？佢哋會跟到去邊度？主耶穌做啲乜嘢，佢亦都會跟住去做。
But that's not what happened.
但係事與願違。
Jesus had already returned to be with the Father.
主耶穌已經翻到去天父嗰度。
And the disciples were now left on their own.
而門徒們只係剩得翻佢哋自己。
The group that kept making mistakes, messing up while Jesus was with them.
呢一班呢個成日都闖禍嘅門徒。
We're now expected to carry on Jesus' work without him.
就算佢哋呢個成日都闖禍，就算主耶穌喺佢哋當中嘅時候，佢哋都闖禍，何況而家主耶穌唔喺佢哋當中咧？
They had to start over, and I don't think they had any idea of what to do or how to do it.
而家佢要從頭開始，但係咧，我相信咧，佢哋完全都唔知道佢哋要點樣做，或者點樣去開始。
It must have been a daunting task.To carry on where Jesus left off.
这个相信是一个很艰巨的任务，要延续主耶稣的事工。
To carry on without Jesus, especially since those who had killed Jesus were still around.
要在主耶稣不在他们当中的时候延续他的事工，更何况杀死主耶稣的人仍然在他们当中。
What could this group of 11 do without their leader?
这班十一个門徒能夠可以做得啲乜嘢咧？
Not only was this group left without Jesus, their leader.
呢一班門徒不單止冇咗佢嘅領袖，
but it was one of their own who had betrayed Jesus.
更加弊嘅係當佢哋係被自己嘅一個人去出賣。
And so instead of having 12 that they had with Jesus,
所以原本佢哋有十二個。
12 being representative of the tribes of Israel.
呢十二個係象徵著以色列嘅十二支派。
Now they were down to 11.
而家佢哋只係得翻十一個啫。
Jesus and the disciples had been betrayed by one of their own.
主耶穌同埋嗰啲門徒係被佢哋其中佢哋自己人出賣嘅。
Verses 16 and 17, Peter spoke to the 120 believers gathered together and said.
喺第十六同第十七節，彼得同嗰一百二十個門徒裏面所講。
And said, brothers and sisters, the scripture had to be fulfilled in which the Holy Spirit spoke long ago through David concerning Judas, who served as guide for those who arrested Jesus. He was one of our member and shared in our ministry.
弟兄們，聖靈藉著大衛嘅口，在聖經上預言領人捉拿耶穌的猶大，這話是應驗的，須應驗的。他们本来列在我们数中，并且在使徒的职任上得了一份。
You can almost hear how betrayed Peter felt when he says in verse 17, he was one of our member and shared in our ministry.
你都可以差唔多听到呢个彼得佢嘅佢感受到被出卖嘅感受喺第十七节，尤其是佢话他本来列在我们数中。並且在使徒的職任上得了一份。
Then the writer of Acts tells us in verse 18 what became of Judas.
跟著喺呢個第十八節裡面咧，呢個《使徒行傳》嘅作者講到猶大嘅終結果。
With the payment he received for his wickedness, Judas bought a field. There he fell headlong. His body burst open, and all his intestines spilled out.
這人用他作惡的工價買了一塊田，以後身子仆倒，肚腹爆裂，腸子都流出來。
I don't think this was the new start the disciples were hoping for.
我相信呢一個唔係門徒所想要嘅開始。
Jesus is resurrected, but now he's in heaven.
主耶穌復活咗，但係佢已經回到天家。
And short a disciple because Judas had betrayed them.
他亦都少了一個門徒，因為猶大出賣了他們。
And the remaining 11 trying to figure out what to do next.
剩下那十一個人要去想一下他們應該下一步怎樣做。
That's probably why Jesus told the disciples in verses 4 and 5.
其實可能主耶穌就是因為這樣，所以在第四和第五節裡面這樣去跟門徒說。
On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command, Do not leave Jerusalem, But wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
耶稣和他们聚集的时候，吩咐他们说：不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我说过的。约翰是用水施洗，但不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。
Jesus knew what was best for them to start the next chapter of this journey well.
主耶稣知道对于他们来讲什么是最好的，可以令到他们在这个旅程的新的一页里面行得好。
I would think that the disciples, after having seen Jesus resurrected, would want to go resurrected and ascend into heaven, that they want to rush out and tell the world about Jesus.
我以为呢，这个门徒们见到耶稣复活之后，更加升天之后呢，他们会想冲出去，去告诉世人听发生的事。
I would think that they were so excited by what had happened and what they had seen that they would have rushed off without thinking things through.
我以为呢，他们呢，会兴奋过头，就会直接这个冲出去，去告诉人听他们所见所闻，告诉人听主耶稣的复活和升天。但是呢，他们也都不相信，他们不会想多。
I would think that they may have even been a bit scared to stay in Jerusalem.
可能我估呢，他们也都可能会这个对于留在耶路撒冷会有一点儿的恐惧。
That was where the people who had killed Jesus would be and might still be looking for them.
因为这个杀死主耶稣那班人仍然在耶路撒冷，他们更加可能继续是去找着他们。
But Jesus knew what was best for his disciples.
但是主耶稣知道对于这班门徒来讲什么是最好的。
So he told them to stay in Jerusalem until they were baptized by the Holy Spirit.
所以主耶稣叫他们留在耶路撒冷，直到他们受到圣灵的洗礼。
I would think the disciples may have been tempted to disobey Jesus and go out and tell everybody about Jesus instead.
我相信这些门徒会有这样的冲动，去不听主耶稣的吩咐，会去呢，这个冲出去告诉所有人听。
This was the group that had disappointed Jesus time and time again when he was with them.
这班人都不是第一次去叫主耶稣失望。
But this time, they actually obeyed.
但是这一次他们竟然顺服。
They obeyed Jesus and stayed in Jerusalem.
他们听从了主耶稣，留在耶路撒冷。
Verse 12 tells us, then the apostles returned to Jerusalem from the hill called the Mount of Olives, a Sabbath day's walk from the city.
在第十二节里面这么说，有一座山名叫橄榄山，离耶路撒冷不远，若有安息日可走的路程。当下门徒从那里回到耶路撒冷去。
A Sabbath day's walk is less than 1 kilometer.
有安息日可走的路程大概是少过1公里。
So in the time that the disciples waited for the Holy Spirit to come, they only traveled less than 1 kilometer from Jerusalem, and that to the Mount of Olives and back.
所以在他们等候这个圣灵的时候，他们只是行了少过1公里的路，从耶路撒冷到这个橄榄山的旅程。
These disciples who failed Jesus time and time again when he was with them actually obeyed and stayed in Jerusalem.
这一班就算耶稣在这里的时候，一次一次的去这个令主耶稣失望的门徒，他们真的听从了主耶稣。
To start this new chapter of ministry, this chapter without Jesus, the first thing the disciples did was they actually obeyed Jesus.
在这个事工开始新的一页的时候，在没有主耶稣在他们身边的时候，他们第一件事所做的竟然是听命于耶稣。
The second thing the disciples did was that they prayed.
第二件事他们所做的就是祷告。
Peter stepped up and figured they needed to replace Judas with another apostle.
彼得行出来，这个相信他们需要这个找一个人来代替犹大。
And verses 21 and 22 outline the qualifications they were looking for.
在第21和第22节里面呢，他 呢個解釋咗需要佢哋需要揾嘅人嘅特徵。
Therefore, it is necessary to choose one of the men who have been with us the whole time the Lord Jesus was living among us, beginning from John's baptism to the time when Jesus was taken up from us. For one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection.
所以主耶穌在我們中間始終出入的時候，就是從約翰施洗起，直到離開我們被接上升的日子為止，必須從那常我們作伴的人中立一位，與我們同作耶穌復活的見證。
And the disciples narrowed it down to two men, Joseph called Barsabbas and Matthias.
門徒佢哋呢個篩選剩兩個人。这个是巴撒巴和马提亚。
But they didn't know which one of the two they should choose.
但是他们不知道他们这两个人应该选择哪一个。
So the disciples prayed.
所以他们的门徒开始祷告。
Verse 24 says, Then they prayed, Lord, you know everyone's heart. Show us which one of these two you have chosen.
在第24节里面讲，主啊，你知道万人的心，求你从这两人个人中指明你所拣选的是谁。
The disciples had a big decision in front of them, so they stopped and prayed before making that final decision of who would replace Judas.
呢一班门徒有一个重大嘅决定，佢哋先停下嚟去祷告，先至去决定佢哋边一个去呢个代替犹大。
It's great that the disciples stopped and prayed before making their final decision.
这个门徒这个停下来去祷告，为先去这个作他们的决定的时候呢，是一个好事。
I would think that most of us would do the same thing too.
我相信其实大部分的人我们都会这样做到。
But I think the more important part happened in verse 14.
但是更重要的一件事在第14节里面记载了。
Verse 14 says, They all joined together constantly in prayer, along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers.
这些人同着几个妇人和耶稣的母亲玛利亚，并耶稣的弟兄，都同心合意地恒切祷告。
As soon as they returned from the Mount of Olives to the place they were staying,They started praying together.
他们从橄榄山回到去耶路撒冷的时候，他一回到去，他们就开始一起同心的祷告。
Before they start thinking that they need to replace Judas, they're already praying together.
在他们这个去决定需要去找这个犹大的代替的时候，他们已经开始祷告。
When they're not sure what to do as they wait in Jerusalem, they're praying together.
在耶路撒冷，当他们都未知道应该怎样做，怎样开始的时候，他们开始祷告。
There's something lost in the NIV, in the English translation of praying together.
在这个英文 NIV 的译本里面，有一些东西是他们传译的时候失落了的。
When I hear praying together, I think people gather together in the same place, usually for a prayer meeting or something, just physically together praying.
他们说，在英文里面他们说一起祷告，那么一起祷告，当我能够联想，就是他们在同一个地方去一起的去祷告。
But the original Greek word is better translated with one accord or in one mind.
但是在希列文的原文里面呢，这个一起这个字呢，是这个如果传译为同心，会是比较适合。
That means they're not just in the same room praying together, but they're praying in one mind.
这样的意思是，他们不是只是在个身体肉身上一起的，是同一个地方祷告，而是他们是同心一起的祷告。
They're praying for the same thing in one mind together.
他们会为同一件事是同心的去祷告。
The writer of Acts doesn't tell us what they were praying for specifically.
《使徒行傳》的作者沒有告訴我們他們這個到底是為什麼的禱告。
But since the next part is about picking a replacement for Judas, I'm guessing they were praying for God's wisdom about what to do next.
但是在經文裡面，他跟著所做的就是這個去選擇這個猶大的代替人，所以我估他們會 為這件事去祈求這個神的智慧。
So before they even started thinking about replacing Judas, they were praying in one mind.
但是留意的是他們未開始去想去代替猶大的時候，他們已經開始同心的禱告。
Probably praying how to follow Jesus, how to obey Jesus, how to please Jesus.
可能他們已經為到怎樣去跟從主耶穌，怎樣去順從主耶穌，為這件事禱告。
So the first two things the disciples do is they obey Jesus and they start praying together.
所以門徒所做的頭嗰兩件事，第一是服從主耶穌，第二是禱告。
And I think we know what happened to the apostles after.
我想大家都知道在門徒之後發生了什麼事。
How God used them to start the early church and how God used them to spread the good news of Jesus Christ.
天父怎樣去用這班的門徒去開始我們初期的教會，怎樣將主耶穌的福音帶到去周圍。
And I can't help but think that so much of the work that God did through them was because they were faithful and started well.
我相信點主耶天父喺佢哋當中每一個人嘅工作係因為做得好，係因係咧佢哋對主耶穌有嘅對天父佢哋嘅聽話同埋佢哋開始得好。
Because before going out to spread the good news, they obeyed and they prayed.
因為在他們當他們傳播這個好消息之前，他們服從，他們禱告。
And I can't help but wonder what 2022 might look like at Lord's Grace Church if we start the year off obeying and praying.
我在這裡想，我在這裡想，在2022年，我們主恩堂會變成怎樣呢？如果我們服从同埋我哋祷告。
I can't help but wonder, what if we obeyed Jesus and loved God with all our heart, soul, mind, strength, and showed that love by loving God's people, like Jesus says in Mark 12:30.
我喺度谂，如果我哋能够听主耶稣嘅话，去爱主，去全心全意全灵全力嘅去爱主，并且爱我哋嘅邻舍。我正如呢個馬可福音第十二章第三十節咁所講。
Or what if we loved our neighbors as we love ourselves, as Jesus says in Mark 12:31?
如果我哋愛我哋嘅鄰舍，如同我哋自己，好似馬太福音第十二章第三十一節。
Or what if we loved our enemies and prayed for those who persecuted us, like Jesus says in Matthew 5:44?
如果我哋愛我哋嘅仇敵。為到我哋嘅仇敵，為到逼迫我哋嘅仇敵禱告，正如馬太福音5:44所講。
I can't help but imagine what it would be like at our church if we turned the other cheek when someone slaps us, as Jesus taught us in Matthew 5:39, instead of wanting revenge or justice.
我喺度諗，我哋會喺2022年，我哋會變成點樣嘅教會呢？如果我哋能夠將我哋嘅念轉去。好似耶穌教我哋咁，當我哋人哋打我哋念嘅時候，我哋將念轉過去，我哋唔去諗去報復，或者甚至乎去有呢、這個公正。
Or what if we loved one another as Jesus loved us, as Jesus says in John 13:34?
如果我哋愛我哋。我哋愛彼此嘅相愛，正如主耶穌愛我哋一樣咧，好似約翰福音第十三章第三十五節記載嘅一樣。
Or what if we forgave one another 77 times, as Jesus says in Matthew 18:21-22, instead of holding grudges and wanting to see harm done to them?
如果我哋好似馬太福音第十八章21至22節咁樣話， 我哋宽恕大家77次，而唔系记仇，而亦都系希望佢哋呢个有唔好嘅下场。
I can't help but imagine what Lord's Grace Church might look like in 2022 if we treated each other as people made in the image of God.
我喺度谂，主恩堂喺2022年会变成点样呢？如果我哋能够就将大家每一个人都看成神嘅形象，而唔系对佢哋当佢哋系一啲物件同埋人物件。
I can't help but imagine what our church would look like if we obeyed Jesus' commands the way that his apostles did.
我喺度谂，主恩堂喺2022年会变成点样呢？如果我哋真系听从主耶稣嘅诫命。
And I can't help but imagine what LGC would look like in 2022 if we prayed together in one accord, in one mind.
我亦都喺度想象主恩堂会变成点样咧？如果我哋能够同心同意嘅一起嘅祷告
，not just praying in the same space, but praying in one accord, in one mind.
唔系喺同一笪地方去祷告，而系真系同心同意嘅一同嘅祷告。
I know with the restrictions, we miss being together in person. In person, yes, I think that's the right word.
我知道，由于好多嘅限制，我哋唔能够喺一齐喺同一笪地方嘅祷告。
And I know we want to be together.
我亦都知道，我哋希望大家能够喺埋一齐。
But what if when we came together, we didn't just pray for our own things, but we prayed in one mind for what God wants for our church?
但系如果我哋能够，当我哋能够真系走埋一齐嘅时候，而唔系为到我哋自己嘅事祷告，而系为到我哋同心同意嘅为到主耶稣、为到主嘅事祷告。
What if we prayed together in one mind for God's will to be done, for God to be glorified in all of our actions and our words？
如果我哋能够同心同意嘅为到我哋主耶，为到天父嘅荣耀。祷告亦都为到我哋能够听从主耶稣嘅话而祷告。
What if we are praying for God to lead us in one mind into what's next and what He has in store for us？
如果我哋为到我哋能够同心同意嘅去一起去面对天父为我哋预备嘅一切。
And I can't help imagine what LGC would look like if we took prayer seriously。
我亦都能够想象，我哋都想象到主主恩堂喺2022年，如果我哋一齐去为到同心同意为到呢、这个Mr.
took prayer seriously。
我哋呢、这个将我哋能够将祷告摆喺第一位。
Sorry, I forgot what I was going to say. Instead of just praying before we make a decision, if we pray from the beginning and keep praying all the way through, I can't imagine wondering what LGC would look like.
如果我哋唔系需要决定嘅之前嗰一刻先至去祷告，而系喺做决定之前已经为到我哋能够听到为到我哋嘅将会有嘅决定而祷告。
I know that 2022 has just started.
我知道2022年先系刚刚嘅开始。
And I know that many people already don't like the way that it started with all the restrictions.
我亦都知道好多人都唔系好喜欢呢一个咁嘅开始，因为咧有好多唔同嘅新嘅限制。
And while we may not be able to do much about those restrictions，
我亦都知道咧，我哋咧对于呢啲咁嘅限制咧，我哋都唔能够做到啲乜嘢。
I still think there's a lot that we can do。
但系咧，我相信喺当中，我哋可以做嘅亦都有好多。
That we can do personally to have a good start and hopefully have a good 2022。
我哋喺自己个人嚟讲，亦都可以有一个好嘅开始，去预备好呢个2022年嘅。
But also as a church to have a good start and a good 2022。
我哋亦都可以喺这个作为教会而言，亦都有一个好的开始，去预备 2022年嘅工作。
And I think it starts with praying and obeying.
我亦都相信，呢個開始，我哋係需要用禱告同埋順服而開始。
I think we need to pray and take prayer seriously.
我相信我哋需要禱告，亦都需要以禱告為重。
And I think we need to obey and take Jesus' words and commands seriously.
我哋都相信我哋需要順服，順服喺主耶穌嘅話語。
And I think as we do, we will see how God is at work even more.
我相信當我哋係咁樣做嘅時候，我哋會更加能夠看到神嘅帶領。
And I think we will see more of how God uses LGC because we are praying and obeying.
我哋亦都會見到主點樣去用主恩堂，經係透過我哋嘅禱告同埋我哋嘅順服。
Let us pray.
我哋禱告。
Lord, as 2022 has just started, help us to pray and obey.
主啊，喺呢個2022年嘅開始嘅時候，求你幫助我哋點樣去順服，點樣去禱告。
Help us to be like your apostles who obeyed your word and who prayed together in one mind.
叫我哋好似當門徒一樣，點咁樣去順從你，點樣去同心同意嘅去一起嘅禱告。
Lord, we ask you to help us to obey your word.
主啊，求你帮助我哋，叫我哋能够听从你嘅诫命，你嘅话语。
And to come together, to pray together in one mind.
亦都我哋能够喺埋一齐嘅去同心、去同意嘅去祷告。
To see your will done.
去要你嘅旨意成就。
Your kingdom come.
要你嘅国降临。
And to see you glorified in all that we do.
見到你能夠喺我哋所做、所作、所做、所講嘅都受到榮耀。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我哋咁樣禱告係為著主耶穌基督嘅名。
Amen.
阿門。